T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's on the line with us right now, hopefully with some answers. He's one of the finest Eagles on the roster, Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
Hey, Brandon, I got a lot to ask you today. This entire city is going nuts about the first two series by the defense. The most honest person in this city is Brandon Graham. What happened?
I mean, they made some plays, man. With us, we was not happy about the first two drives at all, you know, and we definitely didn't do, you know, everything we came out, you know, ready to do, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, they made some plays. I can't make no excuses. We didn't make the plays to get off that field on that drive.
But Brandon, you are to us the emotional. You're really the emotional center of that defense. And that team didn't look emotionally ready. They didn't look mentally prepared to play. Were they? And did you try to get them going a little bit? What was happening between plays?
I mean, we was all encouraging each other. You know, it's just you didn't like how things started. You know, we was just out there talking about, you know, how we about to start fast and, you know, do a lot. We be encouraging each other in a great way, you know, but it's just, you know, things don't happen the way you want it to sometimes. Maybe it's a lesson to be learned and something right there. You know, I try to, you know, me, I'm always trying to think of the positives.
Yeah.
Trying to see how can we motivate and get it right. And, you know, like I said, I'm still, you know, feeling good about this season. I'm feeling good about my team. It's just, you know, we gotta continue to keep on making sure those little things that happen in practice don't sneak up on us in game.
Yesterday, Jim Schwartz was talking about the Daniel Jones touchdown run, and he said it was basically the same play you guys had gotten burned on a couple of weeks earlier, Brandon. You practiced it, everybody. How did it happen again?
Well, you know, we knew that they was going to have a feature run, and that was one that was just blocked up just a little differently and really not like all the way different, but some people took a bad angle. You know, got sticky on the blocks and got off too late. And, you know, when you see the film, it's just like one or two guys that, you know, was normally supposed to be in a place, you know, they might have got sticky and, you know, didn't get to where they needed to be at the right time. Because, you know, Daniel Jones for sure is fast, and we knew that. And, you know, he just kind of ran through the hole and, you know, made a play.
All right, now that's almost exactly what Jim Schwartz said, Brandon, and he's not going to dime out a player, and I don't expect you to. But the guy that wasn't where he's supposed to be, does a player, in addition to the coaches, does a player take him aside and say, come on, you got to make that play, you got to do it? Would that be something you would do?
Oh, yeah. You know, and that was said because that was the one play that we knew was coming this week because they ran a lot of that, you know, in the last game and the game before that, since we played them. And so we made sure, you know, we worked all week on it. And so, yes, you know, you do got guys to go up to them and, you know, go tell them, hey, man, we got to make that play. We got to have it, you know, because, you know, it's game time now. And so sometimes I'll just say the Giants made a good play on that.
All right, well, here's the thing. All right, we're trying to understand a little more about the dynamics of the team and leadership. We know that you're a good leader. We knew that Malcolm Jenkins was a really good leader. Do you miss Jenkins? Is that another leader that could help out in situations like that?
Well, you know, I mean, you hate to lose a guy like him because, like you say, he's a great leader. But, you know, at the end of the day, I can't worry about Zank. You know, I love Zank. But, you know, I think we got the guys. I know we got the guys here that can do it because we just not as consistent enough as we need to be because when we've been in every game we played this year. It's just towards the end, something we don't make the stops to get us to that next level. And I don't feel like we far off at all. We just got to police each other, continue to keep on holding each other accountable and making sure that we don't waver because everybody's, you know, in a panic. Because I do believe that I'm telling you, man, we work our butt off every day. This is important to us. It's just, you know, it's starting to expose some things that us as leaders is attacking right now and making sure that we continue to keep on trying to take that step forward and now addressing things that, you know, seem to come up during the year. But I will tell you, we care about this season and we gonna get it together. I'm telling you, man. Keep on.
That's an encouraging message. Brandon, I got to be honest with you. Earlier this week, Doug Peterson snapped at me real bad. Like, he really came after me, almost hung up the phone, right? Has he been has he been edgy with you guys? Is he giving you some heat because of the performance?
I just know it means something to him. And for me as a player, I want to, you know, you want to make sure, you know, your coach obviously keeps his job because you're on his watch. And, you know, the team that we are matters because, you know, that saves his job. And on top of that, you know, it all works together with all of us. We win games and we work well together for a cause. You know, everybody gets rewarded. And so, of course, you know, we want to make sure that happens. And so I don't know what you said to him, but, you know, I do know that it means something to all of us because, you know, this ain't easy every day. But, you know, sometimes things on the field might not look like, you know, people care or whatever, but, you know, some people deal with their emotions differently, but I do know that, you know, for the most part, we've been sticking together, and, you know, this is a time now where we really have to continue to stick together during this time because, man, we're still in first place, obviously, you know, but it's not where we want to be as far as record-wise and team-wise, you know, because some of these games, we just let them go, you know, because of mistakes that we're making. And so, you know, that's the part where everybody's more frustrated because what is really the problem and how can we fix it? And that's where we're at right now.
All right, so it's both physical and mental, right? So I'm thinking mentally you kind of get a little tougher with your teammates, Brandon. As a leader, do you get a little tougher with them?
Hey, I trust me. I do whatever. I don't go outside of being who I am. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes a leader unique. You got to continue to keep on, you know, encouraging and making sure that, you know, you don't get people to go down that negative route because it's easy to get negative. And, you know, of course, you know, whatever I feel come on my heart to say, I address it. I say it, you know, instead of not saying it. So that's what I feel, you know, a great leader is. Just act on what you feel. And if you see something, say something and make sure that you come at people in a way where they can receive it because yelling at people ain't going to do nothing but make them want to fight you. And so, you know, you got to be able to talk to people in the right way. Yeah. And I think we do a good job of that, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes you do got to be snappy. And if I feel I got to be snappy, then, yeah, that'll come. But, you know, it'll still be as respectable as I can because you got to choose your words wisely in those heated situations sometimes, you know?
All right, Brandon, as you probably know, if you know anything about the schedule, next five games all against the winners. The fans are worried about the next five games. Are you?
I'm not worried at all. Like I said, we've been in every game so far that we've played, but we haven't just gotten over the edge of, you know, beating ourselves yet. But I'm telling you, it's coming, man. You know, we're going to get this thing right. We're about to go to work today, and, man, I'm excited. We got the Browns this week. As long as we focus on what's going on right now, and that's the Browns, man, we'll get to, you know, five games later, and then we'll have a conversation then.
All right, and they are known for a great running game, Brandon, right? They got some real good running and good run blocking. Well, what kind of a challenge is that for you personally?
It's a challenge for us to get off the rock and go impose ourselves, you know what I'm saying, this week and make sure that we get this thing turned around because I believe we got the team to do it. You know, we just got to get out our own heads on stuff and don't worry about what the media got to say about stuff, because it's about us. Like Coach said, it's about us, and we got to fix our issues. And I believe if we focus on that, nothing else, we're going to fix our issues, and we're going to get this thing going.
All right, Brandon, I want to make sure I take out of this what I think you're telling me. You're pretty much telling this city things are about to turn around, damn it. And hey, you're all but guaranteeing it. Am I right?
Let me tell you, I ain't guaranteeing it nothing, but I'm telling you that every day you're going to get my best and our best every day. You know what I'm saying? Which we've been doing, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to get it right. I'm telling you, stay with us. Because, man, all it's about is getting hot at the right time, and I'm telling you, we're going to take off.
I love it. Brandon, thank you. Your attitude is always great. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Good luck.
Appreciate you.
Brandon, Al, get out my Borgata Sports app.
Okay.
I am getting 3.5. Eagles are winning the game Sunday. You with me?
I mean, look at what they did.
No, he seems really committed.
When things are stacked against them, like last year.
Jonesy, what I got from that is, damn it, they're mad, and he personally will make sure those guys are ready to play from the first snap outside.
That's why you love talking to a guy like that, because not only does he speak it, he goes out and performs.
He believes it.
He believes it, too, there's no doubt.
All right, so should I not be placing some cash on my Eagles with 3.5 on Sunday at Cleveland?
I would not, but I sold Moderna, so.
That's so true. Why am I asking Jonesy, Al, who sold Moderna in the 40s, and now it's in the 90s?
You know how many games I've sold at the end of the first half? Oh, yeah. You can in-game it now. You can get rid of it.
Is it safe to say that Keith Jones is premature?
Very.
Sorry to hear that. Let's go to Dennis.
I'm not.
Dennis, back to you.
Angela.
That was rude, Jones. Dennis, what did you think of that? Did that help you at all?
Well, you know, he had to put the spin on it, but the big thing that I want to bring up is look at the quarterbacks we've beaten.
Yep.
Some guy, Den Benucci, a backup for the San Francisco 49ers. And who's the third one we beat? Annie Dimes. Look at their three quarterbacks we beat. Do you know who we're going to be facing in the coming weeks?
All right, Dennis, we're losing your Sal, and I'm happy. We just got a pep talk from Brandon Graham, and then you came out and did exactly what he said he didn't want. You went negative. Did you see what just happened there, Dennis? He just said, hang in with us. We're coming out of this. And then you started telling me how bad the quarterbacks
you know what
were
the problem
that
is?
We want.
He watches the games.
Dennis
Angela,
watches
not,
the game.
We're,
correct.
We're not, Angela, we're not coming out of it.
Give me one.
You can't follow that call up with we're not coming out of it. You can't do, Dennis, I can't, Al, Saints, I can't do that.
You got to be positive
the
here.
The guy just came out and poured his heart out, and then you said, we're not
Ange, the
out.
Problem is we all trust Brandon Graham.
Yes.
Not the rest of them.
No, I don't. I don't like them.
The problem is what you always say, the games are on television.
I know they are. I know. I may not watch this week. I'll just listen to Merrill.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!